We're in a very exciting time for Connecticut. Some major pieces of property, specifically in Fairfield County, believe it or not, are being reimagined, redeveloped, and getting new stories. And certainly the community is very much involved in a lot of these projects. We have Great Island in Darien that is in the midst of transformation. We have Manresa Island, now Manresa Wilds in Norwalk, and most recently learning about the transformation and the journey ahead for the former Army Engine Plant in Stratford. 1 week ago today, Point Stratford Renewal hosted its second townwide community meeting regarding the former Army Engine Plant, and Point Stratford Renewal is the development team leading this redevelopment effort for the massive waterfront property. So we want to keep tabs on this and all the other projects I just mentioned. Joining us back on the show is Peter Cabrera, who's a principal and executive vice president of Point Stratford Renewal. And Peter, welcome back to the show. Cannot wait to get some of the scoop. What came out of last week's meeting?
Thanks, Wilson. Good morning. Last week's meeting was really a recap of our community engagement process, really what Stratford told us through that process and how it's shaping our plans. You know, we ran a very robust community engagement process where we had a survey that was filled out by over about 1,100 respondents. We also then went and met with each district in Stratford as well at a more, smaller scale for meetings. So we've really taken the summer to engage the community, and this was our opportunity to meet with the community again with our planning team and provide them with an update on kind of what emerging planning principles were coming to the forefront and, you know, what we heard through the engagement process from the community.
And part of the engagement process, not to cut in, Peter, but that included that online survey that was up for quite some time. You got more than 1,000 responses. What was some of the feedback you got?
Yeah, I mean, the real emerging planning principles are, you know, people in Stratford want to be reconnected to their waterfront. So this waterfront's substantial. It's over 4,000 linear feet. So to put that in terms people can understand, it's basically you could walk the length of 11 and a half football fields, end zone to end zone, along the waterfront. So, creating that opportunity for the community will be great. Another big theme we're hearing is that they want a coastal community, an authentic coastal community, not a generic development, which, no surprise to us. I think, you know, up and down the New England coast, there's a ton of character. And, you know, that's something they'd like to see replicated here. They'd also like to see, you know, active, healthy living promoted through parks, recreation, and open space. We have a great deal of land here, and we've hired, the best of the best in field operations as our landscape architect to create a very robust and differentiated open space and park system where it's really a string of pearls along the waterfront that you'll be able to experience different unique opportunities at each different leg of the trail. You know, there's also a demonstrated understanding that Stratford needs to grow its economy and its tax base. And we had Mike Freemuth, a consultant for the town, at the meeting discuss the preliminary impacts that this project projects to have on the town's tax base. And it's a very big, impact that will be recurring, over time once built out. And then, the obvious concerns we heard from the community are traffic, sustainability, and coastal resiliency and flood management. So those have been at the forefront of our planning process from the get-go. And, finally, but not least important by any stretch, is to honor Stratford's history of innovation while creating a place for the future. This is the birthplace of the helicopter, was on the site, the development of the Corsairs, the development of the Sikorsky flying boats, and later on, the Abrams tank. So a ton of innovation tied to this site, and we want to make sure that we're creating a place for the future that gives a nod to the history of innovation in Stratford and at the site specifically.
And forgive me, Peter, because I'm sure this is early on. You know, again, these are just ideas and I would think concepts that are being thrown out there by both residents and people of your development team. But I just want to get a little bit more detail so I can understand. You said they want authentic coastal communities. What do you mean by that?
I think there's so many cheap developments these days that get thrown up, very quickly without having any continuity to them. So, you know, part of our entitlement process here is we'll be submitting a general development master plan to the town at the end of December. That's really our framework for the future development of the site. And what that'll contain is certain standards to comply with for future development. So, you know, what the community is really getting at there is they don't want to see a bunch of blocks and buildings. They want to see more immersive landscape. They want to see activated streetscapes. They want to see retail at the ground level, restaurants, and they really want a place. So, you know, creating a real place and making it feel authentic as an authentic coastal community is really what they're getting at. They just don't want another development. This needs to be a place, and a place where people in Stratford can come and, gather and enjoy, the waterfront and enjoy, all of the retail and all the mix of uses that we'll have here, for the next 100 years.
So does that kind of include having boardwalks, for example, or walking paths, or being able to access with either, strollers or dogs or what have you, the waterfront in a recreational way that's not overdeveloped? Is that a Cliff Notes version of what you're saying?
Absolutely. Definitely on the waterfront, and then also to the interior of the site. So you don't want to just build this great waterfront and, forget the rest of the site and over-densify it. So what we have plans to date is another park that goes through the middle of the site, connecting wetland to wetland, and, provides frontage for the buildings that are going to be, further back, closer to Main Street and away from the waterfront. So, it's really about making sure that the streetscape and the experience at the street level is enjoyable for the residents, and that, architecturally it's, significant, and it's not just another generic type development that you might see, getting built elsewhere.
Peter Cabrera is here, a principal and executive vice president of Point Stratford Renewal, which is the team redeveloping the former Army Engine Plant in Stratford. A week ago, they had their second townwide community meeting, and there are more, I believe, coming up later this year. As mentioned before, Peter, you said that you plan to hopefully submit a general master plan to the town by December of this year. And I want to continue kind of getting into the details. I know this is, again, a very collaborative effort. We're very early on in the redevelopment of this property. But something else you had mentioned was the park system matters to people. And I believe, if I heard you correctly, you said to have in mind a string of pearls. Did I hear that correctly? And what do you mean by that?
Yeah. So, and it's a term that I stole from our landscape architect. So, it's field operations, but essentially, along the waterfront, you don't want to create just a contiguous, path that is, uniform throughout. You want to create different opportunities for recreation, for more active recreation, more passive, walkability is critical, and, being able to enjoy, riding your bike as well. So designing these parks and, walkways and trails with, pedestrians first in mind is critical. And so, throughout the waterfront, which, as I mentioned before, it's about the length of 11 and a half football fields. There'll be different opportunities along the way where, one section of the park could be a little more retail focused with more, opportunities. One will be more recreation focused, where, there'll be places to, play. And then there'll be points in the park where you feel more immersed in the landscape, and then points where, you're getting closer to the waterfront. So creating that differentiated kind of string of pearls along the waterfront in the park system will create a very unique experience for residents and visitors to the site that we're very excited about.
I was thinking about this, Peter, and again, who am I? I'm just like anybody else, I guess. So my word doesn't matter more than anyone else. But just because I have your ear on this, you know, when I hear String of Pearls and being authentic and honoring Stratford's history, it would be so neat that if you had playscapes or, you know, play areas or even park areas, that there was some kind of an aviation themed playground. Because you're then also bringing that next generation into the history of Stratford, and it's unique. I know that there are some playgrounds that have like digger sites, like if you're really into trucks and construction, but I've never really seen in Connecticut that I can think of like an aviation themed playground, play area, or even the idea of when you have public parks, having either statues or some kind of recreation. Like when you go in front of Sikorsky, you know, where they are building the aircraft, I love seeing those old planes. I love seeing kind of those nods to your point, the history of Stratford's aircraft, and there's just an amazing rich history there that if that could be incorporated somehow with play, but also I think it could be a real like destination thing, like people traveling from even outside Connecticut to come to this really unique space where it's such a nod to that history. It would just be kind of cool if that was incorporated. I don't know. I'm just thinking outside the box, but I don't know. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, no, that's you're right on it. So you know, one of the challenges here is there's so much history at this site that figuring out how to honor it properly is certainly a challenge, but it's a challenge that we're happy to accept. So we've met with the Sikorsky Archives, Stratford Historical Society, Lordship Historical Society, as well as the Connecticut Air and Space Museum, and members of the Sikorsky family. So we've really been taking the history of this site very seriously. And what we found through our research is, you know, pretty incredible. From Sikorsky coming here in 1928 and moving his business from Long Island to, you know, the development of the flying boats, to the development of the helicopter, to the Corsair during World War II, where 4,000 were built, and making sure that history is honored through the redevelopment is, you know, something that's at the forefront of the planning process. I'd say one of the big reasons why we picked field operations as our landscape architect is some of the work they did at Domino Park in Brooklyn, where along the waterfront, they reincorporated the elements and certain themes from the original Domino Sugar Factory that really brings the history to life in the landscape. You know, so that's...
Oh, how cool. I'm looking at it right now. Yeah. That's so neat. I've never been there before. Oh, that's really cool. So these guys are helping you with the redevelopment. That's very cool. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, they did the High Line as well.
Love the High Line.
In San Francisco. Wow. So when we had, you know, a project of this scale with this much waterfront, you really need both a good lead master plan architect, but also a very strong landscape architect. And, you know, that was one project and precedent project that field operations had that really spoke to us when we were envisioning what this could look like. And we'll be working very closely with the various, you know, historical societies, museums, Sikorsky Archives, you know, throughout the planning of this process to make sure we get it right, because we're not certainly the professionals when it comes to the history, but we're definitely positioned to make sure we honor it and, you know, be as good stewards of the history as we can be.
Yeah, that's amazing. Peter, before I let you go, I know one of the things that you had mentioned, which is usually a concern for most, yes, absolutely, the ecological concerns and so on. But I think probably the biggest concern that I've heard for both Great Island and for Manresa, which I would imagine you'll hear for this area as well, is the traffic, as you mentioned before. And I'm curious, because I'm looking at the photos, which, by the way, I have to book a time. I know you guys are super busy, but I'd love to tour this site. I think that could be really helpful. Would love to come tour the site with you guys and figure that out off air. But as I'm looking at pictures of it, there's that one straight street, I would say, that is like separating the town from this property. And I'm wondering if you are concerned about traffic, Are there multiple points that people can enter into the property, or kind of are you planning on having traffic studies done, or what? I guess that would be probably the biggest concern people would have is the traffic surrounding this.
Yeah, sure. So definitely traffic's at the forefront. So we're having a robust traffic study done by Langen, our Dublin traffic engineer. And there will be multiple, different points of entry to the site. So the historic operations and what everyone, who's lived in Stratford for more than 30 years remembers is there were about 10,000 employees working at the plant, and they were operating in shifts. So you had to plan your entire day around shifts getting out. You couldn't go get groceries because you'd be stuck there for 30 minutes. So, this is going to be very different. Main Street, which is the main road that services this, is a state road. And so we'll be having conversations with the state in terms of what potential improvements need to be made. The traffic signals, the existing condition today, right? The site is 77 acres. It was vacant for 30 years. People speed past it on a daily basis. Pretty dangerous condition. So we're working with our team, will be working with the town engineer and then the state as well on figuring out the best way to provide seamless traffic through the site. It's going to be an impact versus a vacant 77-acre site. There's no doubt about that. But through smart planning and really phasing, it's not like all of this development's going to show up at once. It'll happen over time, and there'll be various improvements needed at different stages of the development. But traffic's definitely the forefront of our planning process, and we're having a detailed traffic study done as we speak.
Well, Peter Cabrera, I always appreciate you giving us the time, Principal and Executive Vice President of Point Stratford Renewal, behind the redevelopment of the former Army Engine Plant. As I mentioned, they're going to have more of these meetings where they want to hear from you, the community, coming up. Also, a master plan not set to be sent out to the town for a few more months. And we'll keep tabs, obviously, with Point Stratford Renewal, as we have been since the beginning. And Peter, I thank you and your team for always making the time for us on WICC. It's so exciting. The future is very bright, and we're excited to see what happens next. Thank you for your time. And of course, if you want more information on the project, you want to send inquiries in, I'm going to link a website to ours, voiceofct.com, for you to learn more about this project and get connected.